Hey you, yeah you, come join our Discord. The Mixing Music Discord server is filled with tons of awesome information and people. People that can help you out and information that can help you grow your business and to help you improve your mixes. So come join us and find the invitation link at mixingmusicpodcast.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
One, two, three.
Hello and welcome back to Mixing Music. I'm your host, DK, and today we have a very special guest, my friend Henrik Bridger, representing Antares Audio, the guys who make AutoTune and a bunch of other tools and plugins for mix engineers and producers all around the world. Very famous, very cool company that has an awesome team, kind of guys kind of like Henrik, who is an awesome person all around, bass player extraordinaire, great human being, and is today helping us out to learn more about the line of products offered by Antares.
All right. Thanks, DK. Great to be here.
So let's first talk about the main, the model, the flagship plugin, the tool that everybody, especially within the hip-hop world, loves to use, the AutoTune.
Yeah.
Now, how long has AutoTune been around?
It's been around for a while. It came out, the first version came out in early 1997, actually.
Wow. And I know that T-Pain has used it. That's, you know, that's my age. And who was the first, like some of the first people to use it? Who was that? Do you believe?
Yes. So that was the Cher's Believe hit, and that's 1998, I believe, right?
And now it's everywhere on almost every hit record and even in a few hardware pieces.
Yeah.
So that's cool. So can you tell us about the difference between the various models of AutoTune?
Yeah. So we currently have four different versions. And if I start at the top, so to speak, with our flagship, that would be AutoTune Pro. And that is version 9 in the history of all the different AutoTune versions that we have had. That is the one that has all the real-time advanced features, and it also features the graphical editor where you can go in and do minute editing, you know, by hand, draw.
Yeah, I saw that. Kind of like Melodyne, but within the AutoTune
right
domain.
It's similar. There's definitely some similarities there. So it's the same, you know, you've got to track in the audio into the graph, and then you start doing, you can apply a lot of different ways of correcting it in there. Either you can import stuff from automatic mode and apply that and then just tweak as you need, or you can do full manual editing, down to like minute details and little things. Yeah, it's a pretty deep editor once you get into it. There's a lot of things you can do there.
For both like robotic autotune sounds and the smooth, kind of like regular, if you just want to sound nice and corrected without any artifacts, correct?
Yes, exactly. That's the graph mode is definitely one of the best tools, I think, for doing really, really transparent under the hood correction that you should not hear if it's done right.
And how many, is this the first edition or how many editions, generations has AutoTune had a graph feature?
It was actually started out as a graphical editor.
Really?
It did.
So I just had no idea.
Yeah. No, we're definitely known for the real time, but our graphical editor is as old as the plugin. So
that is amazing. So now we know AutoTune is kind of the one-stop shop for the vibes of AutoTune and its real time, really fast edit pitch correction, as well as slow professional fixing of pitches.
Yeah, exactly.
That's amazing. And, you know, nobody really, I didn't know that it was really the one-stop shop. And now that I know that, you know what? I'm going to use it like that. You know, and people listening now know that, you know, if you're looking for an auto-tune type product, that has both the editing of the minute details and has full real-time robotic editing features, Auto-Tune is the place to go. So you have Auto-Tune Pro, yep. Auto-Tune Artist.
This is the next version, which is very similar to Auto-Tune Pro. It has all the real-time features that Auto-Tune Pro has, but it doesn't have the graphical editor.
Oh, I see. So Auto-Tune Pro is the only one with the graphics editor.
Yes, that's right.
That's interesting. Yep. So what about effects? And I see Auto-Tune Access as well.
Right.
What are those?
Okay, so Auto-Tune EFX Plus is the latest version in the lineup EFX plugin. So this is actually the fourth edition, but we just called it Plus instead of Auto-Tune EFX 4. So this has real-time pitch correction like all the other versions. It doesn't have as much detailed things that you can do real-time, but it has an adjustable retune speed, humanized key and scale and all that. And new for this edition is the effects section downstairs, which adds six different effects that you can load in these different patches settings.
Hmm. Now, what are some of these effects?
Well, they are the new from Antares for this version is the vocoder that's included.
Ooh.
Then there's a doubler, which comes from our Duo plugin, which we can talk about a little bit later. There's a throat plugin, which comes from our throat. There's mutate, which comes from the mutator plugin. Tube amp, which comes from our warm plugin. And then finally, there is a high pass filter that can be applied to get certain effects. But
wow, so it's pretty diverse, and it's including, you know, some of the effects of some of the other plugins and tools that Antares offers.
Yeah, so that comes from the ABOX line of plugins, which you could talk about in a little bit. And they're like kind of like mini versions of these, because basically you have on all the effects in the effect section, you have an XY pad, which you control how each effect sounds.
And I know that there's other, so we can talk a little bit more about some of the other plugins that Antares has. Mm-hmm. And I've heard Harmony Engine. I've definitely heard Harmony Engine. Can you tell us a little bit about what that is and how people tend to use it?
Yeah, so Harmony Engine is, after, you know, our line of Auto-Tune plugins, I think Harmony Engine is probably our most popular plugin. So basically you send one voice into the plugin and then you can add up to four additional voices, harmonies, or unison if you wanted to use it as a doubler plugin too. And this can be controlled in all kinds of different ways. You can kind of forget it to the scale. You can automate all the information. There's three different ways to send MIDI into the plugin to control all the harmonies via MIDI from a keyboard or from a MIDI track.
Yeah, and does this also include, so what you're saying is kind of like a harmonizer.
Yeah.
So I know that I've had Nectar.
Yep.
I have the first second version of Nectar where you can add a harmonizer. It's not necessarily a vocoder, but it kind of adds the fake harmonies that are really tight and moves with the main vocal. So does Harmony Engine, I know it definitely is a slightly better opinion, in my opinion, of the Nectar harmonizer, but does it also work as a vocoder or is it just a harmony?
Some people have actually used it kind of like a vocoder. It's not supposed to be a vocoder, but I've heard recordings of one engineer that I work with quite a bit, one of our endorsers, and he had used it on a recording of his, and he made it sound like a vocoder, however he did it. I asked him how he did it, and he wasn't really particularly interested in sharing this with me, which that's cool. I mean, if you have your settings that you kind of don't want to share because it's what you do and it's unique to you,
yeah.
That's fine.
But it's pretty flexible in the sense that you can make it sound whatever you want, but it's meant to be a very clear, transparent, very efficient harmonizer.
Yes, that's absolutely it.
That is so incredible. And I've heard it in person. If y'all listening have not heard it, go look it up on YouTube. There are some really cool examples of what it sounds like and how it works. a great production tool, or if for whatever reason, if you're mixing and you've had that conversation with your client and you're part of the vocal production process, you know, like maybe adding, you know, maybe you don't need to re-record a harmony. Maybe you can just tag it on with a harmony engine. So what is another one of your more popular plugins for mix engineers or producers?
I think that one of the plugins that I like to use, and I know that other people use too, is our Duo plugin. Which is
the Duo.
Yeah, so it's a doubler. And what's cool about it is that you can really go in on the doubled voice. You can kind of change both the timing, the pitch a little bit of it, and the timbre of the voice a little bit. So you can really make it sound realistic, like there are two people singing.
Yeah, I can see the knob here. I have the website pulled up. I can see the vocal timbre knob.
Yeah.
As well as it looks like you can even control a little bit of vibrato.
Yes, absolutely.
Wow, that's incredible. So you can double it out, maybe pan the original all the way left and then the doubled all the way right, or maybe even just a little bit next to each other, close to each other.
Yes. So depending on how you load it, if you load it on, say like in Pro Tools, you can load it as a monitor stereo plugin, and then the stereo fader comes up and then you can tweak how much you want to pan them.
Wow, that is really cool. And I know that I have a few other plugins that are doing a doubler thing, but I've never seen one that actually includes the vocal timbre knob. Now, does the timbre knob, is it kind of, how do you say, what's the word?
Formant?
Formants, yeah. So does the vocal timbre edit the formants of the vocals?
Yeah, it tweaks the formant a little bit so you can make it sound a little, you know, like a thinner voice or a thicker voice, or like almost like male-female kind of.
Yeah. Tweak. And now if anybody's ever used Little Alter Boy from Sound Toys, you can know exactly what the formant thing does. Like it changes, you can change a male vocal, have it be in the same octave, and then make it sound like a girl singing it, or a young child, just way the harmonics work, right?
Yeah.
And it is that's a really cool option. I've never seen that on a doubling plugin before.
Yeah, it's definitely worth checking out. I mean, it does, and I mean, if you use it right, like anything else, it will sound really nice.
So I know you have a lot of tools, but there was one that I remember you mentioning before that is really cool and is more for helping produce the vocals and adding different effects. Can you tell us about that one? It's called the Mutator Evo. Is that correct?
Yeah. So Mutator is, well, it does just that. It mutates your voice and turns it into all kinds of things. I mean, it's used in to get crazy vocal effects, like, you know, tuck it under a lead vocal or something like that. But then it's also used a lot in, say, game audio to create all these monster voices or robot voices and just really twist the audio upside down.
Really? So you can make monster voices, you can make really thin voices, you can make really fat vocals.
Yeah.
And all of these, it looks like you can even try them out and demo them.
Yeah, so all the AVOX bundle is, you can download a trial for that. Autotune Pro, you can download a trial. The other newer plugins like the Access, Artist, and EFX Plus, we're kind of in a transitioning period with these. So, and that these trials should be available very shortly because we have changed authorization methods, basically.
And I see them online on the website at antaristech.com/products.
Yep.
Or people can just Google them and click on products over there. And there's so many other tools that Antares has to offer, kind of like Warm Evo. Warm, Henrik was just talking about this, which is the tube saturator type, warm saturator type plugin that you can use in your mixes.
Yep.
A couple other like throat kind of plugins, mic mod, very different things that are not auto-tune, including some noise reduction, sound restoration type plugins.
Yeah, so that's our SoundSo plugins. That's, it just does that, you know, it takes out hiss or clicks and pops and hum and things like that in audio. It's great for example, just, I mean, off the top of my head, I mean, if you record guitars or bass with single coil pickups and you get that 60 cycle hum, this will take it right out.
Wow, that is amazing. So I know Antares, I have a bunch of Antares products, a couple Antares products, a different versions of Auto-Tune mostly, and I love them and use them in almost every mix. Henrik was also there when we went to France, the south of France, to go visit, hang out with Leslie Brathwaite, who's also a big fan of Antares and the Auto-Tune plugins.
Yeah.
It is a huge, huge part of the hip-hop and pop industry now. Leslie was saying even Ariana Grande, who's a beautiful singer, refuses to listen to her voice on records without Auto-Tune. I mean, Auto-Tune is just everywhere, and it's that total industry standard sound that Antares has developed, maintained, and continued to improve to this day. And I think that it's something that every mix engineer, every producer should look into, because it does sound different, slightly different from other autotune type effects. Autotune from Antares has their own algorithms, has their own way of doing it, and it just sounds the way that it's supposed to sound, the way that we're used to hearing it. And they are totally blowing up and continue to make more products. And it is really, really cool. Thank you so much, Henrik, for joining us on the episode, this episode of Mixing Music. If you are listening right now and want to hear more about Antares products and what they have to offer and how you might be able to use them in a mix and even try them out for a free demo, you can go online to AntaresTech.com or just Google search Antares Autotune, and you'll find all their products if you just click on their products tabs and be able to see what they might have in store for you, help you bring your mix to the next level, help you give that commercial ready sound for the vocals, and help please your clients, make them happy, get more money from them as you win and earn their trust over time. Thank you so much for joining us, Henrik.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
And stay saucy.
1, 2, 3.
This episode of Mixing Music with DK has been brought to you by Launchpod Media. If you want to start a podcast, make sure to start it right with Launchpod Media. There are so many amazing free plugins available for download right now to help you with your production and mixing. Go to mixingmusicpodcast.com/plugins to download and get access to a bunch of free and premium plugins on Plugin Boutique. Happy mixing, my friends, and enjoy the show.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.